In the triune God, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will quieten around God's word, which has been written in the book of Hebrew, in chapter 11, and in verses 1 and 6. And the words are as follows in Jesus' name. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Sanctify us in the truth, because your word is eternal truth. Amen. Faith is the key words of the Bible. And just as it was brought out in our text, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. That I will read different portions here that are according to the old Bible, older translation. There are words here, just as it was written in the first verse. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. That if I ask you a question, you don't need to answer, but only in your own minds and hearts. Are there people who have come to summer services that feel like they are really strong believers? I know from my own experience, we know that we are weak. We are not strong. We have little faith. We need this. We need things that would strengthen our faith and that would increase it. We cannot say, as the certain Pharisee said, I thank you, God, that I am not like those other people. And especially as the publican. This text here brings forth that this faith, which is faith according to the Bible, it is a strong faith. It is such a faith that it brings the endeavorer to that destination. For what reason we are believing for. The destination of our faith is that we would once make it to heaven. We have no other destination but this. That we would once our faith would be changed to seeing, from hope to perfect joy. We've been able to, that so that we would be able to see him from face to face, unto him who we are now believing upon. Once a brother explained in his godchild's wedding speech, to joy there are no, to happiness there are no shortcuts. You journey there on God's terms. God has set his terms, which are in the Bible, and that is written here. And it is written here in the Bible that he who believeth upon me, as it is written in the Bible, and from his womb the everlasting water will flow. In this world, there are many different types of believers. There are a lot of people who say that they believe in God. They believe upon the Lord Jesus. And they do a lot of work on behalf of that. And they try to attain faith. A long time ago, with me and another brother, we were appointed to role as ministers. A person there told us do not worry about it, boys, if people do not believe your sermons, because Jesus was not successful either, being that he died on the cross. Jesus, we cannot say that he was not successful. If he had been unsuccessful, we would not have these services here at Kauhava. Jesus was perfect in everything. He was so perfect. Even though he was tempted in everything, just like any one of us. But as people, he did not fall into sin. He suffered his death on the cross. He redempted the sins of the whole world. He fulfilled it in such perfectness. He arose on behalf of our righteousness. And for this reason, that's why it is so good to be here at summer services and even at smaller services. And even as supporters and endeavors of each other, we can proclaim the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, his suffering and his death. And why Jesus died. He died on behalf of your sins and my sins. He died on behalf of the sins of the whole world. And for this reason, even at these services, the message here is being proclaimed to the ends of the world. Those who are listening, who are far away from here, they can hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. and they can hear the redemption work of Jesus, where here is received all the sins of, are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And why is it in Jesus' name? It's the only name in which we are will become saved. And without the flowing of the blood, there would be no other forgiveness of sins. And for this reason, it is being proclaimed in the kingdom of God, in Jesus' name and blood. It is the power of God in the gospel, that message of joy, the message of goodwill, which is the most important and most central, even at these services. Luther even writes about this faith. Faith is. It is the strength of the heart. It does not betray, does not waver or tremble or stumble or doubt, but remains unshaken and is sure of the matter. The message of the kingdom of God is so powerful. We believe, we know on whom we believe. It is not of our own knowledge. It is not in beautiful words or in deep wisdom, but it is the power of the Spirit. God's Spirit makes the Word alive. And we are so convinced, despite how we feel our imperfection, our weakness, and our poorness in faith, we know that the faith of the Bible is the only correct faith, which we will once make it to heaven. And this faith will bring the endeavor to the destination. It will bring it to that land where one does not need to believe anymore. One needs to no longer endeavor. One does not need other than to rejoice, because there will be fed just by, nourished by his sight. We know that we stumble, we waver, and we know that we tremble and we have great fear. You, dear listeners, may think, that when a servant of the word takes his turn and steps up here, that they feel that they have much strength, that they do not doubt or have uncertainty in these matters. Our feelings are the same as Paul had, how he was in great fear, in great trembling, and in great weakness. He says that your faith is not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Faith is entirely the work of God from the beginning to the end. God is the one who awakens sin in man. God is the one who guides a person or leads a person to ask that what I must do so that I would attain everlasting life. There's answers from the kingdom of God. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe upon him who has prepared this righteousness, which is acceptable before God. The message of the kingdom of God is the same as it was during the time of Jesus. The kingdom of God has drawn nigh. Tell people to repent and to believe the gospel. At these services, starting already yesterday in the eve of these services, the call and the invite to the kingdom of God, the invite, we are still being called. Even under this sermon, God is even inviting you, you unbelieving listener. I especially would want to address this call or this invite to you who have once been believing, but you have denied your faith. This hymn, what I chose, has been said here, that those who have fallen away will seek the flock. Fathers and mothers, whom we have these dear children who have denied your faith. The enemy has taken away you into the world. On your behalf, many prayers have been said. We remember you. We long to call you back into the kingdom of God. It is good to live in the Father's house. There's always food. There, through grace, is preached the forgiveness of sins. There the gospel is proclaimed, which is the power of God. Of course, this invitation is for everyone. The call from the kingdom of God, and the saying is, and this is how people are encouraged to repent and to believe upon the gospel. At a certain time during services, there was Pekka Laatikainen in there, that we would sing a hymn, which is a beautiful hymn and had many good words in it. It is said that, oh, if only my traveler at the end, that I would see you. Pekka Laatikainen had said that the faith of God's children is not, oh, if only, type of a faith, but it is such a faith that if we own this faith, when we close our eyes in the last time, we can open them in that land where we do not no longer need to believe. For this reason, it pays to believe. It is a great reward. It is such a great the reward, that even looking at it, Moses said that I consider it a much greater gift than the cross, and consider it far better than the suffer hardship with the people of God, and then to indulge in the sins for the sake of the worldly needs, as he looked at his reward. As I said, there are no shortcuts to this happiness or this joy. I know that everyone would like to reach heaven one day. And to reach heaven, one needs, as this text says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so we need the faith of what is written in the Bible, and from the kingdom of God is proclaimed and has been already present at these services. And we would like to remind how important this matter is. I remember a time when I left home to serve in the military. And my mother was sending me off over 50 years ago. I remember that. There in the kitchen of our home, where my mother said goodbye to me, blessed me, and she said, keep faith and a clean conscience. It is such an important matter that Paul even relates, I believe all things, what is written in the law and the prophecies. And I practice or train myself or practice that I would have a clean conscience before God and all men. This is the desire of our hearts and to endeavor and to believe. But especially, I would like to remember to those of you who are listening at home, you have needed to stay at home because of family circumstances or because of illnesses. You are tied to your sick bed or you have not been able to come to services because of financial reasons. You are remembered here at these services. God remembers you, you dear and loved ones, that you listen to these services. He desires to send good greetings to the mothers and fathers of families, to mother, grandmothers and grandfathers, and especially you ones who live alone in your own home, and that you many times may feel that you do not have a close companion that would preach the gospel to you. God desires to remember you and wants to proclaim unto you onto your own address, and that where you are listening to these services, you can promise to believe in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. Temptations and doubts, all burdens, you can turn upon the Lord Jesus. And you can rejoice of this, that I can be believing, and that I can own the peace of God in my heart. And also to you, children of God who live in faraway lands, you are also remembered at these services. And even unto you, once want to proclaim the power of the gospel. In the country where you are living in, and even in your hearts. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Yet in closing here, I remember this type of a matter. You elderly children of God may remember this man named Lauri Taskila, who was also a representative for the state church assemblies. There, a certain priest had told Lauri Taskila that he always so-called rides with the Bible. He has said to this man very beautifully and gracefully, "Dear Bishop, if you give me somewhere else or better to ride, I will ride it. We do not have a place that where we would change what we ride. It is said that it rides to the north. The white horses went to the north, and let my spirit rest in the northern land. It is so securely to believe is the foundation and strength or the insurance of our faith. We are not travelers of vain hope, but we are travelers of living faith, despite of everything that we feel are how weak and how little our faith is. We have our doubts. Even Abraham doubted. He did not doubt in unbelief. And it is said of Abraham that Abraham believed in God, and it was addressed to him as his righteousness, and he was a friend of God. So it is the living Lord Jesus Christ said to his own disciples, "I no longer call you as a servants, but I will call you as my friends." Just think of it, dear child of God, along with me. That you can be God's and the Lord Jesus' friend. Isn't it such a great friendship? That we can be friends of the Lord God and Lord Jesus. Even now, dear travel friend, my brother and sister, in suffering and in the kingdom, you can remain believing in your own spot where you place where you sit and in the address where you are living at. Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven unto peace and freedom. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. You do not know how tempted I have been, and of so little faith. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? My heart's desire is to believe together with the flock of God. May the grace carry us until we make it to heaven. Yet, I would like to remember you, children. You are the examples and pictures that when we mothers and fathers, that we may don't have patience for you or frustrated with you. As once a mother had said to the boy that I'm getting a little frustrated with you, and the boy looked at the mother and said, but Jesus did not get frustrated. He did not get frustrated. Even in that, we can remain in that. In Jesus' name, amen.